You're listening to SBS News.
Okay, how are you today?
It's a typical day in this grocery store in the town of Narracourt in South Australia. What's unusual is that the owner, Hazara refugee Didar Ali, is losing his eyesight and there's little doctors can do.
I have some vision problem. Vision, the name is problem retinitis pigmentosa. Didn't fix.
Retinitis pigmentosa is a rare genetic eye condition that causes cells in the light-sensitive retina to degenerate progressively.
Oh, we just see like an or is a white or black. That's it. No match the color.
So he depends on his customers paying the right price.
If sometime I mistake, they tell me this is not right.
4-0. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Malaysian student Nafisa Noden is buying dozens of bags of frozen chilies for friends in neighbouring border town.
Didar is good and nice. I like Didar. But we can't cheating Didar because he can see.
Didar Ali fled Afghanistan to escape worsening conflict.
Taliban is they fighting always in war zone is fighting. When they come into the village, my parents passed away.
Because of the Taliban?
Yeah. We find this in front of the house when we ask him why you're killing, why is happening, why you're fighting, because you are Hazara.
Hazaras are oppressed in Afghanistan, so fearing for his life, Mr. Ali fled to Indonesia and from there began a dangerous voyage across the sea.
Very hard to come in by boat.
He was among 40 people at sea for 12 days, but on the way, the boat broke down and began to take on water.
And the water's coming inside, and we stay for 4 days under water. But if something, if maybe another 1 day or 2 days, not anyone to the army of Australia is not coming, maybe broken. Everyone is died. That time is very happy, the army. We saw the army to come and catch my group.
Mr. Ali, now a father of four, has built a new life for his family in Narracourt. After labouring in the local meatworks, he finally opened his Afghan grocery store in 2014. With his sight deteriorating, he relies on his wife and 9-year-old daughter, Rayhana.
My dad, he is incredible because even if he has problems with his eyes, he still works.
Rayhana's afternoons are spent helping with tasks that require sight.
Sometimes I spell things for him or I help him at the shop. I tell him the prices and I tell him how much money they gave him to.
Didar Ali has applied for visas to bring other family members from Afghanistan. He says they are now in danger and he needs their help to run the shop. Migrant Resource Centre Narracourt manager Francis Kirby says they will be needed as Mr. Ali's sight worsens.
It would be a real shame if he did close his store because that would provide a real gap in the market throughout the Limestone Coast area. This store is quite central to the communities within the Limestone Coast.
Mr. Ali even tried for regional council, hoping to give back to this incredibly diverse community where more than 40 languages are spoken.
It doesn't matter that he wasn't elected, but the fact that he was the only person from a multicultural background who was willing to stand.
It's a region Didar Ali feels proud to call home.
Very happy. Very honest people. I think is all Australia is honest people. In Narracourt is the best.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.